Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Ultimatum Season 4, recap of Episode 2. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, it's Ultimatum. We're two episodes in, and I think the last two we did were really interesting in the way they went, right? The Queer Love and then the Marry or Move On, a lot of drama. Do we see a lot? Episode 1 in wasn't really a whole lot, but it looks like Episode 2, we're about to start to get into some drama, huh?
I think so, because he got into it towards the end of Episode 1 when Haley was all pissed at Blake for not giving her a hug and all that. So we start to see her drama. And I'm predicting Episode 2, we're going to start getting a little bit more because this moves really fast.
Yes.
There's not a lot of fluff episodes, which I appreciate.
I know you do. You know, it's interesting that they dropped eight. They did this in 2 weeks. And I'm like, why, Netflix, would you do that? You don't like us, do you?
Yeah. It's Netflix doesn't have Love Island, so they don't care.
Because here's the thing. They could have broken this up in 3 episodes this week, 3 episodes next week. You could have spaced this out a little bit and even had the reunion a separate week. Get it over 4 weeks at least. I think that would have been a better plan. But that's just me. What do I know? They're like, we need to get this done. We got something else to go.
Hey, I kind of agree with that, though. Kiss the baby, put it to bed. Let's go.
Is that what it's called?
That's what I call it. Let's go. Get this bad boy done.
Hey, speaking of getting this bad boy done, you know, we talked about it before and we've now gotten this goal that we'd like to get to in the month of July. June was good, was better than May. I mean, April was a monster for us, but in July, we've got a goal and we're making this a month-long goal and hopefully we can get there before then and set another goal. But the goal is to get to 10K. We're inching towards that goal of 10K. So before we get started today, please do us a favor, give us a sub. We really do appreciate it.
Yes. Yes, really do.
Now,
tell a friend.
It's dating week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in dating week, we get to see all these newly single folks, which you like to say they're really not single. And I understand why you say that. But they're now out and about and, you know, dipping their toe back into the dating lane. And some of these people have been out of the dating lane for like 5-6 years. Monica is on a date with David.
Mm-hmm.
And she's ready to start their trial marriage right after this first fishing date that they're having. She is hooked on David. See,
she is. Yeah, I see what you did there. I think she is. I mean, that she's really attracted to David. So there's that. They both aren't ready to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that other piece to it that's she probably finds that attractive. I think that they have good chemistry. I mean, I'm kind of rooting for these two, honestly. I want them to do a trial marriage. And it seems like they have some similarities in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because they both like to be dominant and take control.
Which, okay, does that cause a problem at some point? Because she's like, I like to take control sometimes. He's like, yeah, well, I'm a ball player. I like to take control all the time. Yeah. Call me Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant. I take all the shots.
I mean, it depends on what her level of control is. If it's she's the initiator, she wants to handcuff him or something, great. Now, if she wants to peg him, that's different. You know, so I don't know if that's his thing or not.
Are you going that far 4 minutes in this early into this?
There's nothing that bad. I didn't say anything bad.
I didn't say what you said was bad. It's just not in my vocabulary at all.
Well, we all know it's a thing. People do it.
Yeah, people.
So I don't know what type of dominance that she likes to do, but that could. She did mention, you know, we go to a nice dinner and then we go stop at the toy store on the way home. So maybe.
Smart move for her to show that, hey, I'm adventurous. I can do all this stuff. Show it this early on. I mean, of course, you know, they kind of make them talk sex at some point or another, but great to show that flexibility.
I think so. You're dealing with an athlete. Right. What do we all know about athletes?
Touche.
They've been getting tail since high school.
Yeah.
And then he's traveled other countries playing ball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you need to come out the gate. Shoot your best shot. Yeah. He's done domestic and international tail. So she needs to shoot a shot.
How something I noticed they talked about, which is sleeping, right? They both sleep with no TV on, but white noise. Mm-hmm. How important is this when picking not just a trial marriage, but even just a partner as a whole?
You know, it sounds silly, mm-hmm. but I think it is really important.
Yeah.
Because I'm a hot sleeper, so I have a bed fan. For those that know what a bed fan is, it's a thing that angles up. You tuck the top sheet over it and it blows air between the top sheet and the fitted sheet. Mm-hmm. Game changer in the summer. I've had it for years. It's amazing. Some people might not like that. If they slept in my bed, they might not like the cool air because they get too cold where I'm hot, or it makes a little bit of noise. It's really quiet, but that could bother somebody. So depending on how you sleep, I do think it's a good conversation to have. Or you can just be together and sleep in separate rooms.
Oh my God.
That's a possibility.
Here we go again.
It's a possibility.
A separate house.
No, sleep in separate rooms. You can still, have some intimate time, and then maybe he's a snorer and she doesn't like it. So you can go snore in the other room. She can get peaceful sleep in her room. I think that makes sense.
I hear you. You better lay here and take the snore. We see Casey and Jebin, and Jebin is just a piece of work, man. This cat, I'm not sure what it is with him, because being on the show is definitely not working for him. That whole orca conversation.
Yeah.
Too much.
It was crazy, and I think Casey deserves an award for putting what, because she was literally giving him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She was trying to really see if there's a little bit more depth to him. Mm-hmm. The whole orca thing, him not knowing what an orca is. Okay, I'll give you a pass on that.
Right.
Then he said, was Moby Dick the one that was trying to kill the whale? Really? We all read Moby Dick. We know. We know that that's an idiot thing for him to say. But she gave him a shot. But he's just so awkward. But did you catch that? He said Alex is the only girlfriend he's ever had.
Yes. And you know what? I was not surprised.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Not surprised at all. That's only so he only knows one thing. To me, that is a reason that this couple shouldn't be on the show.
At all.
In my opinion.
He's looking for a caretaker. He's obviously not being serious with. He's asking silly questions purposely. Like he's just trying not to get deep purposely. Why are they even there? Matter of fact, let's get him off the screen and move on to Alex, his partner, and Killian. And Killian says he doesn't mind splitting house chores, but the only thing he's not passing up on is he doesn't like letting a woman drive because he feels feminine sitting in the passenger seat.
Mm. I knew you were going to bring this up. I thought about it for a second after he said it, and I don't like sitting in the passenger seat, but not because it makes me feel feminine. It's because I have control issues. And so I'm sitting in the passenger seat, the speed limit is 70 and you're doing 65, I'm going to be frustrated. I'm like, let me drive. Let me do this.
Now, if you're on TV, the last thing you'd want to say is, I have control issues. So his answer was way better. He probably has the same issue that you do.
Well, I have control issues. Not controlling women in my life, but I have control issues. I like things the way I like them done. That's the thing. People have that. When you live alone, that's just what it's like.
Yeah. But, people will spin that and make it what they want.
I know. I know. Yeah. I'll get it all the time. That's fine.
Alex is really feeling Killian, it looks like. You can tell by the way she's looking at him. She's looking at him in a way, she's not looking at him with the disgust that she looks at Jebin. That's 6 years versus 6 minutes, right?
Right.
She really wants him as a trial marriage partner, doesn't she?
She does, but I just don't see this working because she's the one that issued the ultimatum. She wants to get married tomorrow, and Killian's not ready for that.
Right.
I mean, he loves the person he's been with for 5 years. He's not all of a sudden going to get with Alex and do that. And then I think the fact that Alex has had so much experience with an immature person.
Yes.
I mean, Killian is way too advanced. And I think she's attracted to that.
Yes.
Because he's way better than Jeb, but she's not ready to handle a grown man.
Ashley and Blake are on a boat date. This looks like fun.
Yeah. Blake's driving the boat. Being on a boat is always fun, so I don't see how you can't. Well, some cases, but I'm glad that.
Really,
sorry, I don't want to get all political and get into it, but in some cases it can be. But I like the chemistry between these two because I think Ashley thinks Blake has all the characteristics she would want in a husband.
Yeah.
And since they're both in a hurry and ready to get married, I think it just fits. And they have so much stuff in common. He might not be the physical thing that she goes for or gets excited about, but qualities and characteristics, I think Blake has all of it.
Here's what I do like. Ashley said something near the end of this date that we saw where she says that Blake doesn't always have to take care of everyone and he needs to be taken care of too, right? And then mm-hmm. she says the thing that we know that who was Blake's original
Haley.
Partner?
Haley
had an issue. She said she wants him to be emotional and let mm-hmm. people in and show them who Blake is. Because she's starting to see pieces of him and she's like, yeah, well, this is what we want to see, this part mm-hmm. right here. And this is where this, while I would never do this, I can understand how different people can bring different sides out of you. And you go, well, yeah. This is what your woman wants to see from you. Right?
Right.
So there's that. Speaking of Haley, she is on a date with Killian mm-hmm. and she wants to be part of a solid family as hers was always broken up.
Right. You know, I even made a note to myself that I'm not feeling this couple, but it's only because I don't like Haley. That's what it is.
After one cussing out, you don't like her?
Yes. Because the way she talked to Blake, when she talked to that man.
Yeah.
No. And she doesn't come across self-aware.
Cute,
like. So what?
Somebody's going to say it.
Don't come across as she's self-aware of what her issues are. It's all Blake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Blake is the problem, but she's not admitting what some of the issues that she has. I think she's attracted to the fact that Killian has that emotional intelligence that she doesn't get out of Blake. And I think, because Killian is older than Blake, I think Killian's a bit more mature than Blake is.
You know, I thought the reason you wouldn't like her is because she lied. Because she says, I hate yelling and cursing at someone. What did we see at the end of episode one?
Well, I didn't hear a curse.
Well, she... Oh.
I'll give her that, to be fair. I didn't hear a curse.
Okay.
And she didn't yell. She was just very direct.
Okay,
that's what people tell me all the time. Terry, you're just too direct.
No. When your mama said, stop it, I'm talking, did you take that well? Or did you say, that sounds like you're yelling at me now?
No, if your mom doesn't, you just got to shut the hell up and just stop.
True.
I know what'll happen if I don't, so...
The wrath of God. Well, Haley's on another date with David. And mm-hmm. we saw the chemistry these two had. And obviously, here's the thing. We saw it in episode one. Until he noticed that she's a little upset. Let me let her cool off because I'm not here to deal with this BS. Mm-hmm. But apparently, dinner in the Ferris wheel was cool. And this reset the mood for them.
Yeah.
And apparently, Haley knows, speaks, and uses all
5 love languages.
52 love languages. I'm sure she had a couple extra ones.
Yeah. You know, I don't think this couple would be a good match for a trial marriage, mm-hmm. mainly because David is not a Blake. Haley's not going to be able to walk all over him and talk to him that way, right? That won't happen. Now, she did ask him about what his biggest fear is in marriage, and he says that the person just getting up and leaving.
Yeah.
So again, I think he needs some therapy before he even tries to get in a relationship with anybody. And I think they both share some, you know, similar experiences of having, lost a stepfather. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great conversation. But again, David to me seems like a dude who's not going to put up with her crap.
Okay. So two things though, because somebody can be dominant over one person, a woman can be dominant over one person and submissive to another, right? And the way she was looking at him, she has no problem with that. However, here's the thing that, to your point, I want to say that why he should not choose her is because you just told her what your weakness is. And the last thing you want is somebody who's like, oh, really? Because when you tick her off, what she do? Take that and just leave the conversation, which she knows would tick you off. And if that's his fear of somebody just walking out on him, I think she'd weaponize it.
I don't know. I don't think she would. Nope. And I think it's good for him to share his fears. I think vulnerability is nice. I disagree with you. I think women that like to be the one in charge mm-hmm. always want to be the one in charge. Mm-hmm. Now, can it work? Is it possible? Somebody who brings that angry alpha Haley energy mm-hmm. could date somebody who has way more alpha energy than them and kind of put them in check? it's possible. But from my experience, people who are like that tend to always be that way, and they tend to find men who let them run shit.
Ladies, let them know in the comments. Let them know. It's okay. Let them know.
Yeah. Let me know. I mean, hey, feel free to disagree. I'm just saying from my experience, what I've seen in my friends and their divorces and the people they remarried, I see a trend that some people like to stay in charge.
Yeah. And that is actually true, too. Casey and Luke, they're out on a date. And Luke tells Casey that he and her would not have gotten along as kids because they were complete opposites.
Well, he was the jokester and she was the goody two shoes. Mm-hmm. But he liked being the jokester. If he could make the good girl laugh, he would love that. So I think that would be a good deal for these two because he would always be trying to make her laugh. Now, interesting thing for me about this conversation they had, because I like these two together, to be honest. Yeah. But Lucas is 30 and he was hoping to have had kids around 31, 32. Mm-hmm. So Casey issued the ultimatum. Lucas issued the ultimatum. I think they both are on the fast track. They're ready to do the things that they want to do and move forward. I think they align on raising children.
Yep.
Luke didn't say what religion he is, but I think we can all probably guess. Mm-hmm. And it seems like Casey's aligned with that too. So actually, I want these two to be in a trial marriage.
It'll be interesting to see what comes out of that, because then after that, we do see Luke on another date with Jessica Grace. Mm-hmm. And I just was, okay. I hate to say I can see something from Idris's point, but when Jessica just really ate off this stranger's spoon, I'm like, I can maybe see she's really friendly. And that can rub Idris, Mr. Stoic and weird and awkward and whatever other word you'd like to use to describe him, being a little upset about that.
Well, to use your words, mm-hmm. she's single now. So if she's single and eating off someone's spoon, what's the big deal? She's single. She has an ex. Now, if you're in a committed relationship and I look and see you put your mouth on someone else's spoon that was just in their mouth, we're going to have a talk.
A real serious talk. We got to get to the cocktail party. But first, before we do that, I want to say thank you to everybody that's hanging out with us, whether you're watching this first as part of the regulars or watching this second as one of the randoms. Thank you very much. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
And everybody, please do us a favor and hit that hype button. It helps get us out there to everybody else and helps us get close to our goal of that 10K subs, right? And to all our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, hey, come on over and subscribe too. It's okay. You can do that on YouTube too, right? Thank you as well, though. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And if you'd like to support in style, over Terrell's left shoulder is a QR code to the merch store. So scan that QR code, jump in the merch store, and thank you in advance for your support. We do appreciate it.
We do.
Now, let us know that you made it this far and that you're on this journey along with us. And leave the word or words. What is it going to be this time, Terrell?
Dating sucks.
Dating sucks. Spell it however you like.
Yeah, however you like. Dating sucks. Single people don't like it. And people in relationships are sticking in their relationship because they don't want to get out in these dating streets. Because dating sucks.
Yeah, we don't want to be out in these streets. Jesus. No. Not at all. Ugh. No. So the cocktail party happens and there's a game. I actually like this game. I think this is one I don't do a lot of games, a lot of drinking party games. This is one I would do just because it'd be fun until somebody asks the wrong question. But it's called smoke or fire, right? You pick a red or a black card. You get it right, you ask anyone a question you want. Get it wrong, somebody gets to ask you a question. Any of these questions that we got to see, we didn't get to see many of them, that stood out to you, that intrigued you, or were, you know, at least somewhat entertaining?
Well, I mean, it was because I always get nervous when they play this game because someone's going to ask a question that could cause problems.
Yes.
You know, for somebody. So Idris asks Haley, who gives her the most love languages? And I think Ashley corrects her. It's like, who do you feel you have the most in common, I guess, with in love languages? Yes. What does she say?
Who has the most? And then Ashley kind of corrected and said, who gives you the most? Because we already know who has the most. She does. Because she said she has all of them.
Yeah. So she said Killian and David, which we've seen that. We know that those two have a connection. And then it was Killian's turn, and someone asked him who he feels he's most compatible with. And he said Haley.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, Killian's going all in.
Smart move by him. I'm interested to see if these two end up together. Because
unless Alex knows she don't have a shot.
Right. Yes. He's letting it be known right now. Girl, stay over there. Well, the interesting thing is that Haley and Killian do go sit down, have a chat, you know, and obviously he pulled her for a chat.
Pulled her for a chat.
Thank you, Love Island. Jeez. And Killian tells Haley that he's planning on picking her. Mm-hmm. Smart move?
Smart move. Put it out there. Mm-hmm. Just say, hey, I'm feeling you. I'm going to pick you tomorrow. Is that cool? Mm-hmm. And coincidentally, they're both going to be wearing green outfits. So,
do you know when? She doesn't say, well, I was planning on picking you too.
No, she didn't.
Yeah. Keeping her options open.
Because she's thinking, she's keeping her options open, but I don't think David's going to pick Haley.
Well, we know who she's not going to pick. And that's the guy that came up and pulled her for a chat, Idris. This was weird.
Yes, dude. It was so awkward. Like, I don't really. So here's what's interesting about this. What happens if nobody wants to match up with him, mm-hmm. but Jessica Grace has someone that wants to match with her? Because Idris is just so socially awkward, right? We said this in episode one, and even now, you know, what does he ask her? First, he tells her, oh, you smell good, but it's in a creepy way.
Right.
It's kind of like, there's a, oh, wow, you smell really nice. What is that you're wearing? It's just, you smell good.
Then he's just staring at her and asking if she has birthmarks.
Do you have any birthmarks? And she's just like, what? She goes, what'd you pull me over here for?
Yeah.
I just want to stare at you. Creepy.
You could have stared at me from across the room. By the way, to answer your question, what would happen if he didn't get chosen? He doesn't get chosen. Whoever, because then there'll be somebody else that wouldn't have been chosen either.
They'd have
to match up. Yeah. We've seen that happen before. We've seen that happen before where they've had people who didn't pick each other, but they were left. And they got matched up because you can't have it uneven, and you can't be single. You got to be in this trial marriage. And you see them.
Imagine 3 weeks with somebody that you don't like.
You stay on the opposite side of the apartment from them. You have as little communication as you can and interaction as you can with them.
Yeah.
It's simple. I did think that Haley was brutally honest here when she goes, it's so funny because I laugh at you. And he caught that because he said, oh, yeah, not with me. No,
at you. Because you're a joke. You are a joke.
Speaking of jokes, before we get to him, Monica and Blake are having a convo. I almost slipped up and went straight to Jeb, and that seems the biggest joke. But let's go to Monica and Blake first, because Monica likes Blake. But she's saying she really has that sexual chemistry and she feels it with David. But this convo seemed good between Monica and Blake, though, didn't it?
It did, because, you know, they have good chemistry. And she asks him, what do you like, you know, about me? And he says that she's a family oriented person. She has her own business. She has a sense of maturity, which he doesn't get from Haley. Mm-hmm. So I think she is she's an upgrade.
Right.
From Haley.
Well, Monica is also, we see her with David as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And David tells Monica that she, along with Haley, are his top two. Smart move on his part. Let him know, hey, there's some competition here. You better
step it up
accordingly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, he's just being honest, right? Hey, I'm deciding between two people. He knows that she's deciding between two people. Mm-hmm. So I think it's fair game.
You know, this was kind of weird. I think it's the only time we've really seen it besides the cursing out. The angry, quiet talking that everybody can say what it was. But we still see Idris and JG, Jessica Grace, having a convo.
Mm-hmm.
And this felt weird. Like, what is happening here? Why?
He's all in his feels because I really don't think anybody's liking him. Right?
Surprised?
And no, I'm not surprised. But and maybe he's having an aha moment because she's sitting there stroking his ego. Like, when I think about family and kids, I picture you.
Yes.
I want to be with you. You were the one holding up this process of us being in a relationship. So in my mind, I'm like, Idris, either break up with her and move on with your life, or say, hey, you know what? You're right. I want to be with you too. Let's get out of this experiment and let's go home.
Because she tells him, Jessica Grace tells Idris, every choice is choosing you. And I'm like, damn. Now give me a kiss. No, no, no. A real kiss.
Yeah.
Which became a peck. That's not a real kiss, but okay, whatever. We'll take it.
I don't know about you, but I find people with two first names like that. They're just annoying.
That's why you cut them short. JG.
They're just annoying.
Well, it's, to be fair, she did not name herself that.
No, I get it, but you could easily say, call me Jessica. But or, she told the producers, you call me Jessica Grace.
Maybe that's from when she was a kid and there was another Jessica in school and they had to differentiate between the two.
Come on now.
I'm just saying.
Come on now. In school, you might do that. Then you get out.
Just be
damn, whatever.
Just because you don't go by Just Terrell everywhere else doesn't mean.
I will. I don't care if somebody calls me that on the street.
Yeah.
I'm fine with okay. that.
Jebin. This guy's nuts, man, because he's telling the guys he's feeling Ashley and Casey, but then he tells us that he is the prize.
Mm-hmm.
Of what?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe in the Happy Meal, like kids' meal or something.
That sounds about right.
Because he's a child. I don't see what prize he would be for anybody. You know, no relationship experience, mama's boy, your mama takes care of you, you're 23, living at home. Who's excited about that?
Nobody. And he is such a child that he is. Look, he hasn't talked to any of the women that night, right? Refused to talk to him. He says, I just want to spend time with the guys. The guys are trying to get to know the women. So they're not right. time to spend. So he's like, oh, well, I think I'll go over here and chat it up with the bartender. Who doesn't want to talk to you?
Yeah, bartender wants to talk to you. Busy. Can't talk right now. Busy. Making drinks.
Meanwhile, Alex is over there with the rest of the ladies. And she's saying that now she notices how immature Jebin is. And I'm like, now?
Now? Same thing I said. Now you notice? Well, what it is that she's got confirmation about how immature he is because all the other ladies are saying, no, you deserve better than this. Like, why are you even wasting your time with this guy? Because none of us want him.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that one of them got matched with him because they were just left over?
Yeah.
And you got to spend 3 weeks with Jeb? Ugh.
Because even Monica's like, he feels so young. And it feels like Alex is actually embarrassed by Jebin's actions. Then
she should be.
She should be. But, you know,
she's picked him for 6 years.
6 years. Yeah. Well, you know why? Because she comes off as more mature when she's around him. And that's part of it, too. And this is what she's known for 6 years, since she was 17, since she was a kid.
Do you think they were each other's first? That could be it. And maybe that's why.
Probably.
That's probably why we're in this position right now.
We see them sitting down and the convo is irritating to watch because he's just so immature, right? But
yeah.
Alex tells Jeb that the other women say that he doesn't deserve her.
Mm-hmm.
Which only sets him off on a whole nother tangent, right?
Mm-hmm. It does because he feels he's taking it seriously. And she's like, no, you're not. You're just joking. Throughout the whole thing. And he even said he's using this as a vacation.
Yeah.
He's used that word. He said that his goal is to find a trial marriage partner that he can just catch up on sleep and eat food, get some gains. But that's it. There's nothing that he's trying to do to better himself as a person or to help better their relationship. So it just shows his immaturity.
Here's what he does. He does something that then lets us know there are some other rules that they never really tell us about as he slips her this note in her purse, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it looked like a very bad drug transaction. But we find out when everybody arrives for the choice, because Nick and Vanessa drop a bomb on the group telling them, hey, something happened. The producers hipped us to something that happened that shouldn't have happened, because communication has to happen on camera. And a note was slipped, and he says the producers gave us the note. Alex is like, yeah, well, I didn't read it. And okay, cool. Well, you gonna read it now? Here.
Yeah.
And I like what she says. This is what you got yourself into. Because obviously, as she opens it, she sees what's in it. It's like, oh yeah, this is about to be really bad for him.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm curious to see what's in this note. I'm curious to see what he wrote.
Man, you know what? Already we're seeing some drama early in this season. We only have six more to go in this batch before we get to the finale, find out what happens, who does what, and then to the reunion. 10 episodes this season. We're here for each and every one of them. So do us a favor, please. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Help us get to that 10K. And hit the bell for notifications. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.